Remember when we were kids and we'd all imagine ourselves with superpowers? Like flying around or having super strength, or maybe teleporting to win every race. Well, get ready because today's deep dive is about something surprisingly close to that. Superhuman sports.
And we're not just talking about using technology like high-tech tennis rackets or sensor-filled gyms. This is about pushing athletic competition beyond what we thought humans were capable of, using technology to basically rewrite the rulebook of what's possible in sports.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. We're diving into a 2017 research paper to really wrap our heads around this. It's called Superhuman Sports, Applying Human Augmentation to Physical Exercise. And it really digs into how people are trying to develop this stuff. It was written by some university professors, so you know it's going to get brainy.
The thing that really got me about this paper was the core question they're asking. What if, instead of saying, okay, what is the peak of human ability? What if we asked, what if there were no limits? What if we could use technology to give ourselves a boost and see what we could really achieve?
It reminds me of that whole debate around Oscar Pistorius, you know, the Paralympic runner with prosthetic legs. Was he at an advantage, or should we be adjusting how we think about competition in the first place? This paper actually uses another example, too. Marcus Rehm, a Paralympic long jumper who was banned from competing because people thought his prosthetic leg gave him too much of an advantage. So it brings up a really tricky question. At what point does enhancing human ability become unfair?
Oh, for sure. That's the million-dollar question in this whole field. But to really understand what's at stake, we need to talk about the technology itself. And the paper breaks it down into three super interesting categories.
Okay, I'm all ears. Lay it on me. What kind of augmentations are we talking about?
So the most straightforward category is body augmentation. Basically, imagine enhancing the athlete directly. Like, imagine if we could give athletes a whole new set of abilities.
So we're talking like full-on Iron Man suits now? Because sign me up for that.
Yeah, something like that. The researchers talk about something called skeletonics, which are basically powered exoskeletons that could turn anyone into like a super athlete. Think about how that would change things. What if a sport was less about how naturally strong you are and more about strategy and agility because everyone is wearing a power suit? It makes you wonder how we even define athleticism in that context.
Okay, yeah, that's mind-blowing. But the paper also mentions something called bubble jumper, which kind of sounds like bubble sumo but on stilts.
You got it. It just goes to show that superhuman sports don't have to be super serious all the time. There's room for playfulness and just reimagining how we have fun too.
Okay, I'm here for a little high-tech silliness every now and again. But what about that second type of augmentation you mentioned?
Right, so that would be field augmentation. So instead of changing the athlete, we change the environment around them. Like picture a swimming competition. But it's in this thing they call the aqua cave, where they use projections to make you feel like you're swimming in the ocean, complete with currents and everything.
Wait, so you're telling me I could be swimming alongside virtual whales while trying to beat my best time? That's next level.
Exactly. Or imagine rock climbers scaling a virtual cliff. But the cliff face is changing and crumbling in real time. Like, the possibilities are pretty much endless when it comes to field augmentation.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. So we've got body augmentation and field augmentation. What's the third way they're talking about augmenting sports?
The last category is training augmentation. And this one's all about using tech to help athletes unlock their potential in ways they couldn't before. Like, imagine smart glasses that analyze your form while you're running and then give you little tips and guidance to improve your technique.
Oh, so it's like having a digital coach whispering in your ear while you run.
Exactly.
That's amazing. And they even gave the example of using it to help runners keep their pace steady. But imagine what you could do in other sports with that tech. Like learning to swing a bat or shoot a basketball with that kind of personalized feedback.
Right. And it's not just about physical skills either. Some researchers are even looking at ways to use things like transcranial direct current stimulation, which basically stimulates parts of your brain. And they think it could potentially help things like hand-eye coordination and reaction time.
So we've been talking about how you can use technology to augment athletes. But this paper goes a step further than that.
It really does. They talk about augmenting the spectators, too. What if you didn't have to just watch a game? What if you could actually experience it as if you were right there on the field?
Are we talking about those VR headsets that make you feel like you're in the stadium? Because those are already pretty wild.
Oh, this goes way beyond that. Imagine being able to feel the roar of the crowd or the rush of a game-winning goal, but you're feeling it through the athlete's senses. One concept they describe is called jack-in-head, and it would give you a 360-degree view right from the player's perspective. Like, imagine experiencing a slam dunk from inside LeBron James's head.
Whoa, okay. we're getting really out there now. But hold on a second. Didn't they also talk about sharing emotions too? Like, how is that even possible?
It sounds crazy, right? But researchers are actually developing tech to do exactly that. They're calling it affective wear. And it uses special glasses that can analyze the emotions of a crowd by like basically tracking everyone's facial expressions. And then it tries to recreate similar emotions in people watching at home.
So you're saying even if I'm just sitting on my couch, I could still get caught up in the excitement of a live game. Okay. I could actually feel the energy of the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Think about how that could change how we watch things like the Super Bowl or the World Cup. But it goes even beyond sports, too. What if you could experience the energy of a live concert? Or the awe of a historical event? All from your living room.
This tech could completely change how we connect and share experiences with each other. It's amazing and a little bit scary all at the same time. But for now, let's bring it back to superhuman sports. All this stuff sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But realistically, how close are we to actually seeing this become a reality?
Oh, it's not just some futuristic fantasy. The people behind this paper are actively trying to make it happen. In fact, they started something called the Superhuman Sports Society back in 2015, and they've already started organizing superhuman sports events.
Wait, are you serious? So this isn't just some academic sitting in a lab. There are people out there actually competing in these augmented sports.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely serious about it. They're even talking about having a national championship in Japan by 2020, and then eventually they want to take it international.
Wow, so we might be seeing exoskeletons at the Olympics sooner than we think, or like underwater VR marathons. It's both exciting and a little bit intimidating.
I know, right? It really makes you question everything we think we know about the limits of sports and what happens when technology lets us push past those limits.
It's like we're about to enter a whole new era of athletic competition. And honestly, part of me can't wait to see what that looks like. Mm-hmm. Who knows what incredible things we'll see people achieve and what new boundaries we'll see broken. It's definitely exciting stuff, but it's definitely a little bit unknown too. Like we're stepping into uncharted territory with all this.
Right. And you know what I think is so interesting about all of this? It goes beyond just the technology itself. It makes us ask some really deep questions about what it means to be human.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if we can just use technology to overcome our physical limitations, to do things that we never thought were possible before, does that change how we see ourselves? Does it change what we think human potential really is? Does it change what we value in ourselves and each other?
Wow, yeah. It's like superhuman sports are holding up a mirror to us.
Yeah.
And forcing us to confront these big philosophical questions.
Yeah.
About how we see technology. And what it means to be human in a world where we can constantly enhance ourselves.
Exactly. It's pretty heady stuff.
It really is.
But I think when it comes down to it, superhuman sports are going to be like any other sport. Yeah. They'll be about winning and losing. And about seeing these incredible feats of athleticism. But they also be about the human stories behind it all. The challenges that athletes overcome. And the inspiration we find in seeing people push the boundaries of what's possible. Both physically and technologically.
I love that. Even with all this crazy futuristic tech,
yeah.
It still comes back. Heed great things.
Right.
So to everyone listening, if you want a glimpse into the future of sports, and maybe even the future of humanity, keep an eye on superhuman sports. Because it's not just science fiction anymore. It's a reality that's unfolding right in front of us.
And if you want to see what some of these concepts look like in action, I highly recommend you go online and look up Skeletonics and Bubble Jumper.
Okay, seconding that, you will not be disappointed. But for now, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the world of superhuman sports. It's been a really fascinating conversation. But for now, we'll catch you on the flip side for another deep dive into a topic that's sure to get you thinking. Until then, keep exploring those big questions and keep your minds open to new possibilities.